Report: Las Vegas left in the dark on Elon Musk's Boring Company tunnel project. By Lucas Nolan on February 11, 2020. A recent article in the Las Vegas Review-Journal calls for Elon Musk's Boring Company to provide more information on the $52.5 million tunnel it's been constructing under the Las Vegas Convention Center. Up to this point, the public has been given very little information about the project, and sources will only talk to the Review-Journal off the record. The Las Vegas Review-Journal writes in an article titled "As Boring Project Nears Halfway Point," "Public needs to know more that the Las Vegas general public deserves to know more about the $52.5 million underground tunnel being constructed by Elon Musk's Boring Company beneath the Las Vegas Convention Center." The article notes that for a project being paid for in part by public funds, very little information about it has been revealed to the public. The Review-Journal writes, "While Boring and the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority have shared some details about the People Mover and its future, there's still a lot the public doesn't know about it. You'd think that, since the project is being paid for with public funds, all parties involved would go out of their way to be transparent about it. The LVCVA has held up its end for the most part, but when its representatives have to yield to the contractor on technical details, Boring isn't as forthcoming on the project." The Review-Journal notes that after the main drilling is complete, the machine will be disassembled and moved from the endpoint near the west end of the new West Hall under construction on Convention Center Drive. It will then be transported to the starting point off University Center Drive near the east end of the South Hall, where it will begin making a parallel tunnel. The project faced criticism in January when it was revealed that the Las Vegas project had been scaled back to the point of essentially being a mechanism for giving one-minute test rides in Teslas. The Review-Journal then summarized key questions that have not been answered about the project. LVCVA President and CEO Steve Hill has said that, "During extremely busy times, several vehicles may be loaded simultaneously and platooned through the tunnel, almost like an unconnected subway train. How will that be managed? How closely behind the lead vehicle will others be, and how fast will the vehicles go?" Leaders have said numerous times that the Las Vegas Loop could become a showcase for a new mode of transportation citywide. Imagine a network of tunnels connecting various destinations along the Strip, the Convention Center, other properties, large traffic generators, Allegiant Stadium, McCarran International Airport, and other locations. Because the system provides program point-to-point service, it would be more convenient and efficient than a traditional subway that has to follow a route and make numerous stops before arriving at a destination. How far behind the completion of the loop would that project be? How much would it cost? How would it be funded? Is it realistic to tunnel beneath our resort infrastructure? Would the Department of Homeland Security even allow tunnels beneath the airport? Read the full article at the Las Vegas Review-Journal here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.